If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Once again, your song of the day from 1972, Your Mama Don't Dance by Loggins and Messina. 464-568-5, 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Oh, you hit. Yeah,
there.
You hit on that one. I've heard it again now. It's like Louis Louis, or whatever the hell the song that is, and that I've heard it a zillion times, but I like that one. I've always liked it.
I haven't heard it a zillion. I've heard it.
You were a boy.
Haven't heard it for a long time. Jake, I'm telling you what, the pressure on Heyman right now for tomorrow.
Good luck, Rick.
Yeah, good luck.
Pretty much good luck.
Heyman, it is so stacked against you right now.
Okay, what year was that?
1972.
See, gosh. Bill, we heard that song as boys a lot. And every time I thought it was cool. I've never listened to the song where I thought, I don't like that song. Okay. Every time I hear it, I'm like, that's a cool song.
It got so much cooler today with the headsets on.
Yeah.
When they brought in the piano. They had the piano.
Bill played the saxophone and the piano.
They had the sax and I think there was a trumpet in there also. I thought there was horns.
I think they did. It sounded like
a... There was horns, I think there was trumpet too. I don't know. And it was a crescendo song.
It is.
It just keeps... It's like all of a sudden...
100.
It just goes from... And all of a sudden... I'm sitting there thinking, like, can you imagine when it finally all just breaks out? It all comes together. Imagine what that concert would be like.
Beautiful.
Imagine being in the Bourbon and that's playing.
It'd be like a parade and a concert all at once.
It was. Just, it'd be like, look at this.
Yeah.
Look what just happened.
You'd be like marching.
Yeah. You would. You'd march in place. It was Jake.
A parade
thank you.
And a concert at once. That's a new one.
Yeah.
Good that's
one,
new Jake. One there.
Good one. Yes. Good one. Good one.
Thank you.
72.
1972.
Nice year.
Loggins and Messina.
Really good year. I mean it. Better times. That is a great song. A beautiful, well-done song. I mean, it's really well done. Like Bill said, it keeps building.
Better.
Yeah. God, Jake. I can go 8.8556.
Okay, pretty high.
At first, I started in the 801, so I'm going to finish with an 8999.
Okay, very similar scores.
8999. And it's a walk-up song also.
Oh, God, yes.
100, you're rolling, that's playing. as you're standing in line and just walking into the club or that going. Oh, yeah.
Ben.
I've heard that song.
I've heard that song a zillion times. I'd never once even considered turning it off.
No, and you turn it up. Yep, and turn it
now,
up.
It seems like a pretty happy song. I would think Ben would like that for his score today.
Ben and Bella. Bella's here now.
7-2 Ben, Bella 8-4.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Go with that. 7 from Bella, 7.9 from Ben.
They're so excited. Yeah. Ben's so, when they get there, they're like, and they take their time, and right away you see them both in the song start. They both grab their little pad.
I love it.
They're like, oh, they're writing it
I
down.
I love it.
And I know they're commenting to each other in there. Yeah. Like, they're making comments to each other.
Never lose this.
Never stop.
I want a picture framed of you two holding up that just, and right when they put it up, it's like,
yeah,
and they throw it right to the window. It's emphatic. It's not like, oh, I guess I have it. I mean,
nope. They have the song rating.
Jake, you did good on this one.
Some ratings here from the text line.
Text line
464-5685. We've got Bill and Bennett 4.9. Low score to start today.
Come on, Bill.
John 7.9. Mike in Dalton 9.5. Officer McLeod in Columbus 6.987.
I wonder how the crime beat is in Columbus.
Hopefully, it's low.
Right. Seriously.
There is some crime, though.
Jake and Hickman, 2.1. Who in Columbus? Bird, 6!
Nice job, Bird.
6 from Bird in Columbus.
Six.
That's pretty solid from Bird.
That is. That's big for Bird. That's like a 10.
It is like a 10.
He gave that a 6.
Yeah. Yep.
Where's Corey?
I haven't seen it. Well, he texted earlier today. He's with us. Lyle in Omaha.
Lyle.
That's a new one.
Lyle's
3.5. Jennifer, 7.5. Hubby, 6.7 from Novotny Nutrition and Wellness.
Thought they'd be a little higher than that.
I did too. Scott and Bancroft, 8.66. Very similar score to you guys there.
Thank you, Scott.
Scooter and Roca, who's given a lot of low scores recently, gets 8.5.
Scooter, it's crazy how you've went up and down.
Yep.
Scooter liked it.
8.5. Jimmy in Alliance, 7.1. Gavin and Pender, 8.3.
That's Gavin Galear, athletic, runs Pender. Slasher.
Slasher to the hoop.
To the hoop and with the ball in his hand in football.
You have to confirm.
Oh, you knew. He's one of those guys you just knew where he's at. It's like a Lawrence Taylor type guy.
I don't know if this is your dad texting in, but it says Ron Bush, 6.8.
Would that be Ron?
No.
Somebody's lying?
Zero.
This is the first time this person's ever texted.
Zero chance.
Zero chance?
Zero chance. Dad watches it on YouTube about 8:30.
I was just making. Yes. It's the first
Hello,
time
that, Ron.
This number has never texted before. It's the first text. It says Ron Push 6.8.
Oh wow, that freaks
so we
me
can
right
confirm.
Out.
We can check the number when we
get
will
it, after the break.
It seems like a song he might like.
Yes,
might. Right.
I don't know if Dad even knows we do Song of the Day.
Okay, probably not the Ron Bush, maybe a different Ron Bush.
Also, he watches on YouTube, so they can't even hear the song.
No, he can't.
So right now, the odds are really going down. He's not awake, doesn't know we do Song of the Day, and he watches on YouTube.
Someone's an imposter here. Ron Bush, come on.
Don't use his name like that. What else?
Okay, all right, sorry. This was, they were coached by Ron Bush.
Jeez,
they
Jake.
Just, no, well, listen. It's
Jake.
The text says this, Ron Bush. Middle linebacker, number 44, 6.8. Now it says coached by Ron Bush after that text happened.
Nice.
So you know it's not Ron. Yeah. Well, you may not, I guess. Yeah,
I'd have some idea. Yeah.
We do have a text from Corey in Lincoln. He has chimed in. He says, that song sounds like it was recorded in 1955. Sounds absurd for 72. Bad song, Corey in Lincoln.
Oh. I don't know. The crescendo's incredible.
Yeah. Now, that's an interesting take. And he always has interesting takes on music. He says it sounds like it was recorded in the 50s.
Yes, 1955, he says.
It does a little bit.
There's a little bit. That's not. He's not 100% wrong.
It's a really old-timey song.
Yes.
It is. It's part of the appeal. Yeah.
I did not read the YouTubers here before we get to the mailbag. Chad, 4.2. Steven, 9.0 on YouTube. We've got Bolt, Better Times, 8.9 on
Bolt,
that one.
That's Dave.
Robert,
thank you, Dave.
Robert says, great song, 8.952. Kobe, a 1.
Kobe.
Always low scores from Kobe.
Kobe, you'd have to explain that one to me.
Yeah.
I don't
get
how
a
would
one
you give
that
song
a
1?
I don't get that.
What are you looking for? I mean, you just must be looking for something where I can't associate with. I'm sorry. It's okay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Colby.
That is your song of the day. Again, it's Your Mama Don't Dance by Loggins and Messina from 1972.
What a great name. Loggins and Messina.
Yeah, Loggins and Messina. That was great, Jay. Good job.
Yes.
Are you ready for the mailbag?
Yes, love the mailbag.
Let's do it. As always, the mailbag is sponsored by our friends at Applied Connective Technologies. What words will you not hear there, Bill?
I've been hacked.
No, you won't hear those words. You're not going to get hacked at Applied. In all 93 counties in Nebraska they work with, and they do everything from IT and cybersecurity, phone systems,
physical security.
Yeah, infrastructure,
physical
audio,
security,
and video, and more at Applied Connective.
All of a sudden, you're going into a big event. They'll just send someone down to like a bodyguard. They'll walk in.
I was just thinking about that. You go into Sand Hills today to do your speech. You should have two people walking in with you.
Applied Connect.
Yeah. Coming with. Dude, kind of
you bring
dudes.
Will in. Will's coming
kind of mean-looking dudes. I mean, think about how that would enhance your profile. Like if you walked around publicly with when you walk into your speeches, if you had two people accompanying you,
imagine if you had two fake people like that just talking into their cuff. He's coming in in four. Clear the way. Everybody's looking around and stuff like that. Stop. Hold everybody back like that. Cameras are rolling and stuff.
You get out of like a black Suburban, out of the
tinted windows.
Seat. Yeah,
tinted windows.
That would do a lot for
arrival
you.
Arrival in 9 seconds. 8. 7. That would be such incredible. And then all of a sudden it's like, who is he? I don't know.
It's Bill Bush.
I don't know who he is. What's he do now? He doesn't have a job. He drives around in the Suburban and gets out and goes to events. And he's not invited to.
It's kind of his thing.
It's kind of
we're not going to stop him, though.
No. He has no.
Clear the way. Clear the way. Bush is here. Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
Why is he here? No one knows.
No one knows. Don't know.
Is he supposed to be here? Not to our knowledge. No, but he's here. We have no idea with this crew.
AppliedConnective.com or 866-358-0109 for a free consultation. To the mailbag, John says, good morning, gentlemen. Since Sip is branching out with a rap music career, I think he needs a stage name or a rap name to be identified. After a few minutes, I came up with these possibilities. There is Little Sippy.
No, that won't work.
How about Loose Horse?
Not bad. I got one.
Not bad.
I got one.
Three Wings, The Hungry Coyote, the Rapscallion.
Why don't, could we just do Sip Bowl? Like, kind of like Sip, Pit Bowl? Like,
Sip Bowl.
Sip Bowl.
You thought of this. Yeah, this was freaking me out.
That's pretty good. Is it,
you thought Sip about Bowl. This. This didn't just come
no,
to
it
you.
Just came to
no, it didn't. No, it didn't. This did not come to you. You've been waiting. This has been in your mind, like, you know what? I'm doing this rap Sipple. Thing. That is it.
It sounds
the,
like
the conversation, everything, all those, what was sent in, incredible. It's over though. It's Sip Bowl.
Sip Bowl.
Yeah. Sip Bowl.
It sounds like Sip Bowl.
Yeah.
Sip Bowl.
Yeah.
I kind of like
Sip
Bowl.
Does that
Sip
make Bowl. Sense?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, we'll Sip Bowl.
Put it on a hat.
No, not Silly Sip.
No.
No, this is not.
Easy,
not,
Ben. Easy. The debater. No. Easy.
I'm not Weird Al Yankovic.
He put Silly yeah. Sip as yeah. a rap.
Yeah, and look at him laugh. Ben, he laughed really
ben,
hard.
It's not even
Come
that funny.
Come on, Ben. Come on, Ben. To the mailbag. Another one. Michael says this. Aloha. Aloha. Matt Rhule's staff is made up of a lot of former players. For Coach Bush, how many players have you coached that you ended up coaching with or alongside?
I don't know if I have any right now. Okay. I've had some at LSU. I had one of the graduate assistants was someone I coached at Wisconsin. Mike Caputo was a great player and a great coach. So I've worked with some, and not real close. I've had a lot of players I've coached that have been moved on to be very successful coaches, but never worked directly with them afterwards. And so we had if they were, it was in a more of a graduate assistant role. But yeah, it would be very cool to have those opportunities to have. But it's always neat to see. People grow up in the profession that you coached and see how
like
see their success like that.
Like Bullock.
Yes, exactly.
Daniel.
Yeah, Dan. Yeah. And so coached him, love coaching him. We're still very close. We keep in touch all the time, but we've never been together on staff.
Daniel Bullock is a secondary coach
yes.
for the Niners, Jake. Niners.
Right
Think
there.
Think about that.
Was right on the cusp of being the DC this year.
Ooh.
Right
there. That's so, pretty big.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he's doing really doing well.
Very
yeah.
well.
He's doing knocking well. On the door. He'll yeah. probably get that before yeah. it's all over.
He will.
This is from Tom, says, regarding bratwurst, do you like it flavored or just a regular brat?
Well, it's a good question. I can
Solid
go either
question.
Way.
If I had my choice, I'd say regular. I'd say just as
a
brat.
What kind
brat.
Of toppings to put on the brat?
Just a brat. I'm mustard only.
Mustard only. Okay.
See,
mustard
now, I would only. Probably ketchup only. Right. On rare occasions, I'll go ketchup and mustard.
The combo's not bad. Yeah. But brat,
oh, I love brat.
I'm mustard only. But I don't make a stand on, some people make this hard stand. On what needs to be on it, on any sort of a hot dog. And I'm like, just put whatever you like on it. That's all I
Brat yeah. always sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Yeah.
Simple.
You know I'm a fan of the pineapple brat. I like regular bratwurst. I've told, this is not new to the show. This is not new news. Everyone, we've talked about this before. This has been brought up on the show. I like a regular bratwurst, but I do like a pineapple bratwurst.
I would knock it out
while.
Of your hand. I would knock it out of your hand.
I would let you. I wouldn't let you. Hang on for
I don't, for the record, I don't mind. Apple brats. I just think it's funny the way you said it, and I knew Bill would react that way.
I had to say it. I had to say it because I knew. I like a regular brat. I love a regular brat.
Yeah, but you like the pineapple.
No.
So guess what? No toppings in the pineapple brat. That's just that the flavor's inside. No ketchup, no mustard. Regular brat, ketchup only, maybe a little bit of onion. Possibly.
What should we do here on this?
A little onion.
Make yeah. this bratwurst. What should we do? Well let's grind up some meat and throw in some pineapple in it.
It's very good.
That should be exactly what we need to make this thing really turn out.
Bill, I'm with Jake. I kind of like the
They're
pineapple
very good.
Brat. Yeah. I do like
Have you ever had it one, Bill, before?
No, and I won't. I'll never. That's certain things. That's a hard
maybe
no.
Maybe we should have a party.
We should surprise him sometime.
Yeah, hard
hey,
no.
Bill, here's a brat for you.
We should have a party.
Regular brat, nothing wrong. Yeah. Nothing wrong with it. It's the same thing.
Good questions.
Thank you. That's the mail.
I wonder what sparked the brat question. Because it's summer. I haven't had a brat all summer, by the way. Yeah, I know. That's a.
What's that?
Yeah, that's trouble. I don't know.
Well, when we come back, top there. Speaking of Sip Bowl, the real Pit Bowl is involved in college
Pit
sport.
Bowl.
What are we talking about? That's next, an early break on the ticket.
This is great.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.